Oh, the Queensway Hall was a really lovely, big, spectacular building. It was had a glass dome, I think, from what we can remember, and inside was all wood. And on the outside, but still inside the building, you could have a lunch, coffee, and walk round it. And then they had these great big wide stairs. Our daughter was in the Brownies, and she was a flag bearer. There was a big function going on in there. And I was so, well, we were so proud, wasn't we? She was going to be flag bearer. So they had to walk up the centre of the aisle, and then they went one to the right, one to the left. And my daughter walked up, and then when she laid her flag, her standard, at the side, she knocked it, and she knocked every standard and flag that was laying there before her. It was like a domino effect. The noise was dreadful because of the acoustics. But they used to put fantastic concerts on in there. You could hear the music from our house in Kingsway. They used to have wrestling matches, Johnny Quango. They had the tattoo
Exhibition, yeah.
exhibition. I mean, that was a wonderful sight to see. There was hundreds of people just absolutely covered in tattoos.
And every Wednesday and Saturday, when the market was on,
Yeah.
they used to have coaches coming from all parts of South East England. The local band, the Barron Knights, played there a few times. But most famously was The Who, and there was no need to go to the show because we could sit in our garden and we could hear it as plain as plain. And especially the drummer, Keith Moon, who you could hear for flipping miles and miles away, you know. But yeah, they are the sort of bands they had in them days.
Excitement going on most weekends.